This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Voters hoping to unseat State Senator Kevin Priola will need more than 18,000 valid signatures to force a recall election. Priola announced last week that he's become a Democrat after being elected multiple times as a Republican. Redistricting drew Priola into a more conservative-leaning seat, and the state has ruled that recall signatures must come from inside the district's current boundaries. His opponents will have 60 days to circulate their petitions. A new photography exhibit at the Denver Art Museum encourages visitors to reflect on the personal meaning and memory captured in photographs. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Other People's Pictures includes more than 70 photographs gifted over the years to acclaimed Colorado photographer Robert Adams and his partner Kirsten by their colleagues, friends, and family. The works highlight the pleasure of looking at diverse points of view. The exhibit is included in the museum's general admission and is on display through February 26, 2023. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
It may feel like it's been a rainy summer in cities like Colorado Springs and Pueblo, but Stephen Hudnish at the National Weather Service in Pueblo says that's because previous years have been so dry.
Precipitation has pretty much been about normal or slightly below, and compared to past years when it's been a lot drier, you know, it seems like it's wetter.
Hudnish says cities along the southern I-25 corridor have received slightly less than the normal amount of rain. Where it's been especially rainy, he says, is in the mountains. Additionally, Alamosa in the San Luis Valley has seen close to record amounts of precipitation so far this year. In Colorado Springs, it's 84 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.